This is episode 49 of UFO Encounters. This week I'm reading from Chris Arbeck's book, Saucers, Tracing the Origins of Disc-Shaped UFOs. When I have guests on my podcast, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. And when reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast. And here, I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record this extract from the book, and the author kindly said yes. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe. So I'm going to start by reading from chapter 6, and this is called Strange Objects, and this is what Chris has written. Besides strange entities, some sightings involve phenomena that change shape seemingly at will. One curious case was reported by our Northumberland schoolteacher, Alexander Campbell, and a friend. As noted in the Annual Register for 1798, the object first appeared high in the southwestern sky as a tiny star-like point. Yet as it drew nearer, it expanded into the form and size of an apothecary's pestle. Quote, "It was then obscured by a cloud, which was still illuminated behind. When the cloud was dispelled, it reappeared with a direction south and north, with a small long streamer cutting the pestle a little below the centre and issuing away to the eastward. It was again obscured and, on its reappearance, the streamer and the pestle had formed the appearance of a hammer or a cross. Presently after the streamer, which made the shaft to the hammer, or stalk of the cross, assumed two horns to the extreme point, towards the east, resembling a fork. It was then a third time obscured, but when the cloud passed over, it was changed into the shape of two half moons, back to back, having a short, thick, luminous stream between the two backs, and then it vanished totally from their sight. It is observable that every new appearance became brighter and brighter, till it became an exceedingly brilliant object, all the other stars, in comparison, appearing to be only dim specks. The sighting lasted roughly 5 minutes in all. One can't help but wonder what the Mesopotamians, in their own shape-shifting meteors, would have made of it. UFOs of this description aren't completely absent from modern case files. For example, in 2021, it was reported a plane passenger had captured a video of a shape-shifting UFO flying above the Earth, which sparked a debate online about its origins. The luminous white object, seemingly at a higher altitude than the aircraft, transformed into a Y-shaped figure. Or is it just a reflection in the glass? Go and judge for yourself. The video has been viewed over 1.6 million times on YouTube. 7. Miscellaneous. Many sightings don't fit into a simple category. A case in point was the one described by Shen Qiu, who lived from 1031 to 1095, a Chinese scholar of the Song dynasty, in his Dream Pool Essays. The location was Yangzhou province. Quote, "During the Zhiyu period of the reign of Emperor Renzong, there was in Yangzhou a huge freshwater mussel with a big pearl inside. It often appeared when it was getting dark. Initially, it appeared in the lakes and marshes of Xiangjiang County. Later, it turned up in Pish Lake before it started to live in Xingkai Lake. During the past 10 years, local residents and passengers often saw it in the lake. My friend's study just stood beside the lake. One night he suddenly caught sight of this mussel near at hand. When it slightly opened its shells, a beam of light penetrated from the shells, looking like a horizontal golden light. Soon it fully opened its shells, which were as large as half of a mat. The light inside the shells was as white as silver, and the pearl was as large as a fist. The light was so dazzling that no one could look at it directly. Trees and woods within a radius of 10 li all had shadows, as if they were illuminated by the rising sun. Looking at it from afar, one could find that the sky was red like a burning bonfire. Within a short period, the mussel was far away from the bank. It ran away so quickly, as if it were flying. Floating on the water, it looked like the sun. In ancient times, there was the moon pearl, but this pearl's colour was not like that of the moon, and the light it sent out was flaming, just like the scorching sunlight. This story is very strange. While bioluminescence could be a possible explanation, the level of illumination described in this account is far more intense than what is typically seen in bioluminescent organisms. Number 8. Resembling known astronomical bodies. Near Prague in 1619, a local priest reported a very odd fireball. Quote, "The inhabitants of the village were on guard as the country is full of soldiers, because of the partialities and differences that exist in the empire today. The village priest was with them at about 10 in the evening. He was praying, looking up at the sky, when suddenly he stopped, astounded by what he saw. He could see a globe that resembled the moon, but fiery. It divided into two parts, and one of the parts divided into four smaller globes. The most amazing thing was that one of the globes disappeared, and in its place we saw a bloody crucifix. These things stayed in the sky for a short time, and then disappeared gradually, finally vanishing into a big hole. Then we just saw a great globe which resembled the moon, as we had witnessed at the beginning. This whole process was repeated 3 or 4 times, and then everything disappeared." Chris continues, "It reminds me of one from 25th November 1696 in Russia, where, they said, there appeared in Tobolsk a sign in the sun. It split into 4 parts, as it were, and the rays from the sun were light, but in the middle it was dark, and among these parts one could see in the darkness something like a man with extended arms." Chris continues, "Some years later, on 18th of January 1644, in Boston, Massachusetts, people saw a strange light in the sky. Then this light encountered a second one. Quote, "A light like the moon arose about the northeast point in Boston and met the former at Noddle's Island, and there they closed in one, and then parted, and closed and parted, diverse times, and so went over the hill in the island and vanished. Sometimes they shot out flames, and sometimes sparkles. This was about 8 o'clock in the evening, and was seen by many." Chris continues, "On 27th of January 1770, people in Norrköping saw something resembling a huge full moon in the northwest. It was red as fire and glistening, and so bright that it was possible to read even the finest writing under its light. Everywhere, the snow on the ground looked pink. The figure changed 2 times, but the second time it lost much of its luminosity and turned into something like 3 matte stars, from which something like sparks was observed. Quote, "These stars, being a certain distance from each other, started flying one at a time in a straight line towards the south. On December 28, 1793, a man who was dining in Bucharest around 7:30 p.m. reported that the moon had accomplished a miracle by making a journey along the sky in 30 minutes. The following year, on February 3, 1794, quote, "A lady passing over London Bridge was accosted by a boy under seeming agitation of spirits, who, pulling her on by her gown, earnestly requested her to look at the moon, which he was inclined to believe, from its alarming appearance, was not the moon. The lady looked up, and to her great surprise, perceived the moon rock for a considerable space, and when it ceased, she saw the appearance of great armies of soldiers pass over that orb. This lady, as well as the boy, both saw repeated 3 times, between 8 and 9 o'clock in the evening." So this week I was reading from Chris Albeck's book, Saucers, Tracing the Origins of Disc-Shaped UFOs. And if you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. And a great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. On the Alien UFO Podcast Patreon, when you sign up for $6 a month, you get an extended episode every week. And for $3 a month, you get an extended episode every month. And if you want to give the extended episodes a try, there is a 7-day free trial. Just go to patreon.com/alienufopodcast. And if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.